This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says he wants Coloradans to remain vigilant about preventing the spread of COVID-19 as more restrictions are relaxed this week under the current safer at home order.
This is a tricky virus. Almost half the people who get it, if not more, might not even have any symptoms. And they're contagious and they don't even know they have it.
Polis wants to increase testing for asymptomatic workers, especially ones who work with elderly people. The latest update, 851 people have died from COVID-19 in Colorado. A key lawsuit over the future of health care in Colorado and the rest of the country takes a step forward in the U.S. Supreme Court this week. CPR's John Daly reports.
The case is called Texas versus the United States. More than a dozen states, including Texas, are suing the federal government to have the entire Affordable Care Act struck down. The Trump administration has sided with those states. The suit challenges the law's individual mandate, which requires most people to have insurance. Attorneys general in 17 states, including Colorado, are defending the law. Opening briefs are expected to be submitted to the Supreme Court Wednesday. The outcome of the case could have a huge impact, potentially stripping health coverage of 20 million Americans, including 400,000 Coloradans. It could also eliminate protections for 135 million people with pre-existing conditions. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The United States has the highest coronavirus death toll in the world. NPR's international correspondents discuss what the White House response to the pandemic means for U.S. standing in the world. American Leadership Roundtable is next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, how the coronavirus pandemic is changing the job of the cop on the beat. While crime has dropped, even the most routine encounters now carry the risk of infection.
We're in the midst of unprecedented times. We're dealing with a deadly disease. I don't want to expose our officers to unnecessary danger because someone's walking loudly above you.
More on policing during the pandemic in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And you can stream CPR News wherever you want, just using your voice. Tell your smart speaker, play CPR News. 67 in Denver, it is 66 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.